Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa ating programa ngayong umaga, narito at makakasama natin si Ginoong Mon Coloma mula dito sa Sydney, kung saan ibabahagi niya sa atin ang kanilang gagawin na isang pagpupulong online, kung saan sila ay magkakaroon ng kolaborasyon o pagtutulungan sa Philippine media para sa pagkuha ng tamang impormasyon at iwasan ng fake news. Narito ang panayam kay Ginoong Mon Coloma, kung saan tatalakay niya ang nalalapit na meeting o Zoom meeting ng ilang Filipino artists dito sa bahagi ng Australia at iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo at sa kanilang pakipagpulong sa Philippine media. Narito po ang ating panayam kay Ginoong Mon Coloma.
Usapan natin. Alam natin, sa bahagi ng Pilipinas, medyo abala na ngayon ang mga politiko, hindi po ba? At madalas ay ito na yung simula dahil tapos na yung registration of voters at nakapag-file na din ng candidacy yung mga gustong tumakbo. Nagsisimula na rin yan sa kanilang, sabi nga, paunti-unti na pangangampanya. Pero para sa atin po na mga Pilipino na nasa ibang bansa, meron pa rin sa atin mga overseas voters, ano po. At mahalaga pa rin para sa atin to really know kung ano yung nangyayari sa Pilipinas, dahil may mga pamilya pa rin tayo na nandun. At minsan-minsan umuwi pa rin tayo, at sabi nga natin, medyo meron pa rin tayong say kahit paano sa nangyayari sa atin. At gaya ng grupo po ninyo ng mga artists dito sa Australia at sa Pilipinas, meron po kayong gagawin na isang Zoom meeting kung saan kayo ay makikipag-ugnayan sa ilang media outfit sa Filipinas at ito po ay patungkol sa nalalapit na election.
Firstly, it is a political exercise. Iba-iba kaming we are not very much concerned kung sinong gustong iboto ng bawat isa. But we thought that we would just like to get the facts from reliable sources and to counter the proliferation of fake news. So being here in Australia, and some of our artist friends are in Canada and America, we do not know which ones are really true or fake news. So we thought that we invite resource people to give us information about this. And one of them is Rappler. They will give us information, but every information that they will give, they have, ika nga, may resibo, may evidence, not just like opinion or fake news.
Kumbaga, reliable dapat yung maging sources nila.
Tama, oo.
Alam niyo po, nasabi niyo yung sa fake news, ano? Alam natin ang social media sa mga panahon na ito, nandyan lagi. We tend to open our social media dahil nasa phone lang natin yan, at marami sa atin, medyo nagre-rely tayo minsan sa social media. At para sa grupo po ninyo, isang paraan ito to really counter yung mga fake news, ano po. Bakit po ba mahalaga para sa atin to really know what is happening in the Philippines, at dapat reliable ang pinanggagalingan nito?
Para sa atin lahat, I believe that since we love the Philippines, whether we're still Filipino citizen or hindi na, I believe that all of us Filipinos love our country. Kaya lang, nakakalungkot yung mga hindi magandang nangyayari at nangyari sa Pilipinas, at nakakaawa yung ating mga kababayan. So we encourage each other na not to be just onlookers, or we just fence-sitters na we are uninvolved, para bang walang pakialam na sa nangyayari. We can do that. That's a very comfortable place to be in. Pero I believe that we have a responsibility to know the truth at least. So pag natanong tayo, gaya kaming mga artists, because through our art and through our position, we create art based on what we think are true information, what are the facts. Sometimes nasasama yun sa aming mga art. And at the same time, people ask us. So if we do not know the yung katotohanan, we would just be like blind leading the blind. So we thought, let's get involved. Let's not just be uninvolved and be just like fence sitters, because we have an obligation to one another. That's part of our service as a fellow human being. So to help one another.
Dito po sa gagawin ninyo na Zoom meeting with Rappler and other artists, sino-sino po ang kasama aside sa grupo ninyo? Is it open for the public to join the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, initially, once a month, nag-Zoom meeting kami nung artists from the Philippines and other countries. And so, naisip namin, we invite resource people nga. And then we thought na, why don't we share this time itong, dahil Rappler ang aming ano, it's not really about art. And since our group, sabi ko nga, is apolitical, wala kaming pinapanigan, but we just like to get the truth. Why don't we share this event with others? So we've invited the members of the academe, members of the clergy, and journalists like you, and writers. So, and ordinary individuals na private person interested can join in to get the truth. Those who are interested, we gladly share this time, this Zoom event.
Para po sa mga interesado, saan sila pwedeng makakuha ng link or more information about the Zoom meeting or ng any upcoming pa na collaboration niyo with local Philippine media po?
They can email me sa International Artist League, kung madali, internationalartistleague@gmail.com, and then I'll give them the details of the Zoom event, which will happen on the 27th of October. That's a Wednesday. Otherwise, we might be able to record it and then put it in some
on
site.
Social media. Yeah,
on social media, yes. Yes. No.
Lastly na lang po, ano po yung advice ninyo sa mga kababayan natin? Sabi nyo nga to not just be onlookers, kundi get involved then kahit papaano in knowing the truth, ano, at syempre to exercise na rin yung rights to vote. Ano po yung words of advice niyo sa kanila o encouragement niyo sa mga kababayan natin?
Yeah, my advice, personal advice is firstly we have to look and try to find out the background of any politician running for position in the government. So we try to find out their philosophies, their temperament, and it should not be based on single issue, but a wider concerns like the economy, what is his position with in terms of foreign relations, press freedom, or even issues like abortion. And because right now we have what we call mental indigestion because of news overload. But what we should really focus on the truth, because meron news nga overload, fake naman yung mga news na ano. So we are in the dark. So this exercise that we're doing is actually so that we can be united in truth. And as I've said repeatedly, in love, we can be united. We don't have to be na mag-aaway o mag-argue. We all have to search the truth and then we'll be united in love. And to get to the truth, so as not to be deceived by political gimmicks. So we, once again, we go to reliable sources of truth. And finally, I would say that as for me personally, in the problems in the Philippines, and it's God is the answer, Jesus is the answer. God will lead us all to the right path. So without the measure of, I mean, the standard measure should be the advice of God, the words of God. So if it's in line with what God is saying, rest assured, itaya mo na ang buhay natin, it will be successful. But if we go against what God is telling us, it is our own doing kung there would be bad consequences.
Tama po, tama po. At syempre, may panahon pa to really correct yung mga fake news, ano? At syempre, yes, nasa atin yan kung paano natin hahanapin kung ano ba yung katotohanan. At bago pa man dumating yung mismong araw ng eleksyon, may panahon pa tayo to really know at kilalanin, yes, yung mga tatakbo at mga magiging pinuno o yung pipiliin natin na maging pinuno ng Pilipinas. Dahil kung sa pagkapangulo, medyo 6 na taon din yun. Kumbaga, konti, yes, lang naman yung i-spend natin na time to get to know that politician or that candidate kumpara dun sa 6 na taon na isisilbi niya.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, yun nga, that we should make informed or educated decision rather than just emotional decision.
At yan po ang ating panayam kay Ginoong Mon Coloma, isang artist dito sa bahagi ng Sydney kung saan gaganapin nila ang kanilang Zoom meeting kasama ng ilang Philippine media. At para sa mga interesado, maaaring sumulat o makipag-ugnayan kay Ginoong Mon Coloma sa internationalartistleague@gmail.com. At sabi nga niya, maganda na makibahagi at malaman o alamin ang kabuang background ng mga kandidato na inyong iboboto para sa nalalapit na eleksyon sa Pilipinas, lalong-lalo na para doon sa mga overseas Filipino voters.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.